我哋今日嘅经文系嚟希伯来，嚟自希伯来斯来书五章四至十四节，同埋七章十四至十六节。
Today's Bible reading is from Hebrew chapter 5 verse 4 to 14 and chapter 7 verse 14 to 16.
我哋会首先用广东话启应方式读，然后用英文启应方式读。
We'll read it responsively in Cantonese and then in English.
希伯来书五章四节。这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。就如经上又有一次说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。看你们学习的功夫，本该作师傅，谁知还有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍通杂念得通达，就能分辨好歹了。倘若照麦基洗德的样式另外兴起一位祭司来，我的话更是显而易见的了。
Okay, verse 4. And no one can become a high priest simply because he wants such an honor. He must be called by God for this work, just as Aaron was. And in another passage, God said to him, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. And God designated him to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. This change has been made very clear since a different priest who is like Melchizedek has appeared.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
今日程牧师想讲嘅题目系祭司君王。
Today's message is by Pastor Wilson Chan, the Priest King.
Good morning. How are we doing on time? I guess I should make this short, huh?
我哋時間都應該 OK 嘅。
Can you clue me in? You guys start around a little later, right? Around 10:15 or
10:30.
10:30. Okay. So I'll try to be as brief as I can. That's a tough one.
咁我哋會盡量簡略，因為時間縮短咗。
Well, you know, actually, it's a shame that I have to be brief because this is a fairly complicated passage.
但其實呢段經文其實幾複雜。
But I think I can try my best to kind of think on my feet and to reduce it down to a few minutes.
咁我都嘗試盡量都可以保存咁嘅原汁原味，但係都可以簡短少少。
There's a simple outline. It's on slide 2.
咁我哋睇第二個嘅 slide.
If you don't mind,
就係一個大綱。
Slide 2. Is that it there?Yeah, there it is. Who is Melchizedek?
咁边一个系麦基洗德
？What does he teach us about Jesus?
咁佢有啲咩关于耶稣嘅教导咧
？And what this means for you, whether you're religious or irreligious?
咁对于你嚟讲，有信仰冇信仰又好，系咩意思咧
？Okay, I probably need to convince you why bother.To look at this part of the Bible.
我想要说服你点解我哋要睇呢一段嘅圣经
？Because Melchizedek, the Old Testament priest king, is a pretty obscure Old Testament character.
咁麦基洗德喺呢个旧约嘅圣经里边，其实一个几含糊嘅一个人物。
I know the kids are with us here. There's no children's worship today. So how many boys and girls, if you're in a Sunday school student, how many of you heard?Of Melchizedek.
咁我哋当中嘅细路仔、年轻人有几多个系听过麦基洗德呢个名咧？听过举手。
Okay, zero, right?
啊，冇人听过。
That explains, right? You know, you're not going to see him. Though I think Great Commission publication, our Sunday school material, does have a little flannel board Melchizedek somewhere in their curriculum.
咁喺我哋即係宗派佢哋嗰個主日學嘅教材裏面，可能有一小嘅部分你睇到佢畫咗麥基洗德個樣嘅。
He's not one of your favorite heroes, like he didn't slay a giant.
但佢並唔係你成日讀到嘅嗰啲嘅英雄人物，佢冇殺過一個巨人。
He didn't chant and make a wall fall down.
佢冇即係大聲叫喊，試到一道牆去跌低。
But you ought to pay attention because he tells us a lot.About Jesus.
但你要留意，因为佢讲到好多关于耶稣嘅嘢。
You know, the problem we have is we need a priest. What is a priest?
我哋需要一个祭司。咁一个祭司究竟系乜嘢嚟咧
？A priest ultimately intercedes on behalf of the people.
一个祭司就系为咗嗰啲人民去代求。
And so what happens is because we are built to need a go-between person between God and us, we need to know. How does Melchizedek point us to Jesus?
我哋需要喺人同神之间有一个中间人，所以我哋睇下究竟麦基洗德点样去指向耶稣基督。
Because he's not just a priest. In the Old Testament, it says he's a priest king.
佢唔单止系一个祭司，喺旧约圣经里边佢系一个祭司王。
And so that's important to know because he's the only priest king in the Bible besides Jesus.
除咗耶稣之外，佢喺圣经里边系其中系唯一一个系祭司嘅王。
Slide one, please. The Bible tells you that the reason you need validation, you live for Somebody has to pat you on the back. Someone has to give you validation.
所以讲我哋需要有得到人嘅肯定。
You have this inner separation, whether you believe it or not, or deny it or not. You know in your heart there's a separation between God and yourself.
因为喺你嘅心里边，无论你信唔信都好，喺你心里边，你同神之间系一个阻隔。
And therefore, you need someone, something as a go-between.Between God and yourself.
所以你在当中之间要有一个中间人去达成你和神之间的关系。
Why? Because you want to be adored. You want to be worthy of being a person.
因为你想被人去赞许，你想被人去确认你是有一个价值是作为一个人。
Or let me put it another way. You crave deep down.You crave the acceptance of God, but you substitute that acceptance with something of the created order.
在你的心里面，你渴求去被神去接受、接纳，但你用其他的东西去取代了神。
Slide two. So while your mind might not admit this morning that God is Lord of your life or God is God, your heart knows. Deep down, your heart knows.There is a God.
可能今天的早上你不承认说你需要一个神，但在你的心里面其实你知道你需要神。
Now because we need a go-between, Melchizedek who points us to Jesus, I want you to see that this is very relevant for you, whether today you're religious or not.
因为我们需要神和人之间有一个中间人，而麦基洗德是指向耶稣基督，所以无论你有信仰无信仰都好，我都想你清楚明白。
You know, before Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, Melchizedek appears, first appears in the story of Abraham, Genesis 14.
咁有呢个希伯来书以先，首先麦基洗德是在创世纪讲到亚伯拉罕的故事里面去出现。
And there he's described as the king.Of Salem, which is probably Jerusalem.
咁佢嚟到圣经点样形容佢咧？系撒冷王，可能系即系耶路撒冷嘅王。
And Genesis 14 says he's a priest of God Most High.
咁创世记第十四章就讲到佢系个最高嘅祭司。
Now Abraham, he came and offered a sacrifice to a priest king, Melchizedek.
阿伯拉罕来到去要向这个撒冷王这个祭司王去献祭，这个就是麦基洗德。
He did that because there was an Old Testament priest system in place where you give sacrifices, right? As, for example, as a thank offering, because Abraham got some victories over some eastern lords.
因为当时阿伯拉罕打赢了这些东方的一班的王之后呢，咁旧约嘅祭司嘅制度系佢哋需要嚟到献一个感谢嘅祭，去向呢个祭司。
But after Genesis 14, 1,000 years later, after Abraham, it's only then that Melchizedek's name resurfaces in Psalm 110.
咁直至到喺亚伯拉罕嘅故事1000年以后，麦基洗德嘅名先至再次喺呢个诗篇110篇里边出现。
But Psalm 110 is chock full.Of pointers to the Messiah.
但诗篇110篇系讲到好多关于呢个尼赛亚。
It begins with the Messiah on the throne of God.
首先就系讲到呢个尼赛亚系坐喺王神嘅宝座上边。
And verse 4 simply informs us that the Messiah to come would also be a priest in the order of Melchizedek.
而第四节讲到话呢个尼赛亚嚟到系一个。祭司是按着麦基洗德的等次成为祭司。
Now, besides Genesis 14 and Psalm 110, nowhere else in the Old Testament does the name Melchizedek or priest king appear.
咁除咗呢个创世记14章同埋呢个诗篇110篇之外，麦基洗德嘅呢个名并冇喺圣经里边出现过。
Until the New Testament in this letter that we're looking at over the last month.The book of Hebrews.
直至到新約嘅時候，呢個書卷呢個希伯來書裏邊先至再提到麥基洗德。
Because Melchizedek is pointing us to the priest king that you need.
因為麥基洗德係指向呢個祭司嘅王係你同我都係需要嘅。
So let me show you the relevance of knowing about this. Melchizedek pointing us to the priest king Jesus.
让我给你去看看究竟为什么我们需要知道这个麦基洗德是指向耶稣基督。
First, in verse 5, Hebrews 5:5, there it says that Christ himself did not exalt himself to be made high priest. He was appointed high priest.
第五节讲到基督不是自取荣耀去做大祭司。
In other words, God took an oath. Again, when God takes an oath, he has to take an oath by himself because he's God. He's truth. So he can't really take an oath by anything else by himself. He's perfect.
他说神去起誓,他不可以指向其他的东西起誓,因为他是最大的,所以他指向自己去起誓。
So he takes an oath, makes a covenant with you and I, God's people, people of faith, and says, I'm appointing a high priest Jesus.
所以他起一个誓,他跟我们立约,他说他设立了一个祭司。
We see that very clearly in Psalm 110 verse 4, and that's on slide 3. Thanks so much.
咁喺诗篇110篇讲到，
David wrote, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever," pointing to the Messiah. Again, remember Psalm 110, way back, after the order of Melchizedek.
佢话耶和华起了誓，决不后悔。佢话你系照住麦基洗德嘅等次，永远为祭司。
Now that's very significant. You know why? Because God's appointment of Christ as the high priest by oath means it never changes. It can't be rescinded.
这个很重要，因为神设立耶稣基督成为这个大祭司是藉着这个起誓而去设立，所以他不会改变。
That means it has a tremendous impact on you, people of faith, because you're assured that what God has done, the personal work of Jesus, will save you.
所以对我们相信的人来讲是很重要，因为你可以肯定神一定会拯救你。
You see, there's an assurance here because God by oath appointed the Messiah after the order of the priest king Melchizedek.
当中有一个确据，因为神用起誓去立这个祭司，是按照麦基洗德的等次立。
And that will help you, because again, if you notice verses 11 and 14, we won't have time to cover them in chapter 5 today because of the time constraints today. But it has some harsh words for us.
对于我来讲，在11至14节有些很强硬的说话对我来讲。
It says you ought to be by now off of milk and onto solid food.
因为你现在应该要去吃些硬的食物了。Right?
That's referring to what? Righteousness of God's Word. Knowing God's Word, you ought to be teachers, it even says.
你要知道神的话语是说什么。
So he says, you've been slackers. That's what he's been saying.
他说你一向以来都好像是躲懒了，不去看神的话语。
So when that comes at us, that exhortation, there has to be followed by some type of comfort, right?
当有一个这样的劝勉来到的时候，应该有一样东西要安慰人。Because
if we're honest with ourselves, we are guilty of that exhortation in verses 11 to 14, right?
咁喺11至到14节嗰个劝勉当中，我哋知道我哋自己都好似系有一个内疚喺入边。We
aren't as mature as we ought to be in the life of faith.
喺我哋嘅信心里边，我哋好似都冇我哋应该有嗰个成熟喺里边。And
so this portion, the priest-king portion, which again, the reason why it's confusing is because he kind of stops. He introduces it, the author of Hebrews, and then stops, gives you exhortation like a spanking, and then starts again, priest-king stuff.
所以当中好像有些不太明白的地方，因为他介绍到麦基洗德这个人，接着就停了，去对信徒有一个劝勉，然后再讲麦基洗德。
But this is helpful to us because it helps us persevere. The Christian life is a journey.
但这件事是帮助信徒去坚忍去忍耐，因为基督徒的生命是一个旅程。
And it's a journey, as you know, through the wilderness, the desert.
这个旅程是经过这个旷野，这个沙漠。
Right, that's the analogy. That's why it's a struggle. If you're a Christian, you know that. It's a struggle to be obedient to the Lord.
对于信徒来讲，要去顺服神是有挣扎。
So this somewhat complicated priest-king business helps you to persevere, to be assured that God took an oath. If you place your trust, faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, you will move forward life of faith.
所以麦基洗德这个 等次的祭司是神用去的，他起誓去立的。如果你相信的时候，你会确定神是帮助你去继续去向前行。
Slide 4 hopefully makes it a little bit more clearer. Who is to say the believer will make it to the end, right?
那有哪一个说这个基督徒可以走到去生命的尽头呢？
And by the way, you have to hang on to be saved. You have to hang on to the end.
但其实你是真的要 去捉紧神直到最后。
And you can see the answer in, did I write down the answer there? Yeah, the answer to this question is, our need of assurance is what? The appointment of Jesus as the priest king.
那这个确据就是说因着耶稣基督是被设立成为这个祭司王。
Because he already completed the work of dying for our sins.
因为他已经完成了为我们死，为我们的罪而死的这个工作。
And he's risen, right? And gone, ascended into heaven.
他已经复活并且升上天上边。
And he brings with him what? His perfect righteousness and his sacrificial blood. He brings humanity into heaven.
又藉着他为人所洒的血，这个完全的公义，使到人可以去到天堂里面。
And he says he's the first of many. That means those of you who trust Jesus.Are going to follow him into heaven, humanity into heaven.
他是众多的信徒之中，他是首先的，因为他首先要升上天上面，然后我们作为信徒，我们都会跟随他。
And the Bible goes on and says, even now, he's the priest king, interceding for you right now, praying for you before the throne of God right now.
圣经说，纵使是现在，他坐在神的宝座的右边，他作为这个祭司的王，他为着你去祈祷。
James Boyce says this, which sums up this point pretty clearly. The reason the saints will persevere is that Jesus has done everything necessary for their salvation. Since he has made a perfect atonement for their sin, and since God has sworn, taken an oath, right, to accept Jesus' work, the believer can be as certain that he or she will be.There, in heaven, with Jesus, as if, as clear as Jesus himself will be there.
咁呢个作者呢个波恩斯佢咁样讲话，点解呢个信徒能够有呢个原因可以继续去坚忍呢？因为耶稣基督已经为住佢哋嘅救恩已经做咗所需要做嘅嘢，然后佢已经做咗呢个完全嘅救赎嘅时候，神并且系用呢个起誓去接受耶稣基督嘅工作嘅时候。这个信徒就能够肯定他们可以去到天堂，因为耶稣基督首先已经去了天堂。
See, one of the things you see about Melchizedek was that he's both a king and at the same time a priest.
那我们需要知道麦基写得一件事，就是说他是一方面他是大祭司，另一方面他都是这个王。
You can't combine the two offices. It was never done before. You can't.
其实你不可以将这两个身份去混在一起，因为以前都没这样做过。
It's like if you're a dad, you can't be the soccer referee and your son's soccer coach at the same time. It won't work because what? You're going to favor your son's team, right?
就好像你作为一个父亲，你不可以一方面成为你个仔的足球队的教练，又成为那场赛事的评判。如果不是，你就会去偏袒了你的仔。
Because what's the king?
这个王做什么呢？
The king is a lawgiver, right? He's a judge.
这个王其实是一个审判官，他颁布这个律法。
Who's a priest?
那这个祭司是什么？
A priest is a friend, a counselor who could sympathize with the people, right?
那这个祭司就是一个朋友，可以去体恤他的子民。
He sympathizes in their weaknesses.
他体恤他们的软弱。
Right? He helps them when they mess up.
当他们是跌倒有失败的时候，他帮助他们起来。
Slide 5. So you can't combine them. It's impossible to combine them.
你不可能去将两样东西混在一起。
Here's a key here in verse 5. Whereas the king, right, one office, the king represents God to the people, the priest, on the other hand, represents the people to God.
这个王一方面是 代表住神去同佢嘅子民有关系，而另一方面呢、这个祭司其实系代表住子民去向神去祈求。
Or maybe this will help you to grasp this. The king was a person of truth. The priest is a person of tears.
换句话讲就系话呢个王系嗰、那个带住真理嘅，而呢个祭司就系嗰、那个。人去帶住呢個眼淚。
See, they're never combined. Only Melchizedek, who points us to Jesus.
除咗麥基洗德之外，並冇其他人有將呢個身份去夾埋一齊，因為麥基洗德係指向耶穌基督。
The reason I included Hebrews 7:14-16, as we read in the scripture reading, is that Jesus is not from the tribe of Levi. That was where all the other Old Testament priests are from, the tribe of Levi. He's not.
为什么我将第七章十四至十六节是包括在这个讲道里面呢？因为耶稣基督并不是来自这个利未的利未族，因为利未族是他才是祭司，利未族的人。
Hey, Sunday school, students,
主要时间。
What tribe is Jesus from?
耶稣来自哪一个支派呢？Somebody said Judah.
Judah, somebody said it.
Right. 猶大
You're right. Judah.
叮叮叮
Judah is a kingly tribe.
猶大是那个有王出来的那个支派。
So the question is how can Jesus rule with perfect justice as the king in a way that sympathizes with our weaknesses?
那个问题就是耶稣基督怎样去用这个完全的公义去带领他的人民，而另一方面是一个祭司这样去体恤人的软弱。
The cross.
十字架。
We're going to celebrate communion today. The cross is the answer.
我们今天一起会去庆祝这个圣餐，这个十字架就是那个答案。
Because the cross is where absolute justice, the justice of God, meets what? The fullness of God's mercy.
因为在十架上面神完全的公义和神的怜悯去相遇。
Because, as the gospel states, the debt that we owed to God our King was paid by the priest king, God the Son, Jesus.
因为福音所讲的就是说我们所欠那个罪的债怎样去满足神那个完全的公义，就是藉着耶稣基督他自己的宝血。
And he could relate to us.Weak human beings, sinful human beings, right? Through mercy and acceptance, right? Because he pays your penalty.
耶稣基督就是藉着他的怜悯去接纳，去体恤我们，因为他付上了这个代价。
And because he pays to appease the wrath of God, he pays to, so there's no compromise of justice. He is kingly, he is priestly.
因为他自己已经付上这个代价，所以对于这个公义并没有妥协到，因为他自己是那个王，他自己是那个祭司。
Boys and girls, you know the story in Genesis about Judah?
大家记不记得创世里面讲到犹大的故事呢？
Judah the man?
犹大那个人。
Ever remember that?
记不记得呢？
He had how many sons?
他有几个仔啊？
Yeah, I know you don't still, right? Right, 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 12 sons, right? One of them was Jacob, right? Well, if you know the story, their daddy favored one of the 12, right? Joseph.
雅各有十二个仔，咁雅各咧好偏袒约瑟，佢其中一个仔。
And if you have siblings, you know, hey, if there's a favorite, you don't like that brother or sister, right?
如果你有弟兄姊妹嘅时候，你知道啊，如果你个父母会偏袒某一个兄弟或者姊妹嘅时候咧，你就会好唔中意佢。
And so those other brothers, hey.They said, let's get rid of this guy. They sold him into slavery into Egypt.
所以约瑟的其他的弟兄呢就好不喜欢他，他说他们就合谋将他卖了去埃及。
And one thing led to another, I gotta condense this, right? Joseph ends up at the prime minister of Egypt.
而故事的最后我们知道约瑟成为了埃及的宰相。
And as the story goes, there's a famine.
然后跟住有呢个饥荒。
And the other sons of Jake, other sons of Judah, right? They go to Egypt.
咁雅各嘅其他嘅仔咧就去埃及里边去买粮。
And they buy grain because they got to survive from the famine, right?
佢哋去喺当中去买啲谷物，因为佢哋为咗要 喺饑荒之中係能夠過活。
And they stand before Joseph.
咁佢哋企喺約瑟嘅前面。
And they don't recognize him because he's got his little head turban gear on, you know.
咁佢哋都唔記得約瑟啦，因為約瑟戴住個。
And Joseph wants to see if they've changed.
咁約瑟想試下佢哋，睇下佢哋有冇改變。
Yeah, because what did they do? They did him wrong, right? He got sold into slavery.
佢哋做咗乜嘢？佢哋陷害咗約瑟，以致約瑟係被人賣咗落埃及做奴隸啊嘛。
So he plants a silver cup in Benjamin, his youngest brother's bag, and then, you know, it's like saying you stole this from us.
所以咧，佢拆裝嫁禍，就將呢個銀杯咧就擺喺呢個便雅悯佢最細嘅細佬嘅袋裏邊，然後就話便雅悯偷咗個杯。
And then he sent his Benjamin to die.
然後咧，佢要判便雅悯死刑。
Right, because he's caught with a planted silver cup.
因為佢即係捉到佢啊，偷咗呢個杯啊嘛。
And Judah, his brother, sticks up for Benjamin, right? And says, "What? Don't let him die. I will die."
然後猶大就行出嚟話：唔好俾佢死，我可以為佢而死。
I will take his place.
我會取代佢嘅位置。
Judah said that.
猶大咁樣講。
We were sentenced to die, right? Jesus dies in our place.
我哋都已經被判死刑，但係耶穌基督為咗我哋嘅緣故，佢自己死咗。
So Jesus is not just the priest. Jesus is not just the king.
所以耶穌唔單止係一個祭司，唔單止係一個王。
And by the way, if you don't have both, you're lost.
同埋如果你冇呢兩樣嘢嘅時候，你就會失喪。
Jesus is absolutely committed to holiness and to truth. The king, right?
耶穌係完全係為咗有呢個完全嘅聖潔，有呢個完全嘅公義，因為佢係嗰個王。
But Jesus also is absolutely committed to love and acceptance at the very same time.
但係同時間佢都係完全嘅委身去愛我哋，去接納我哋。
你 say that's impossible. It's impossible.
我哋話呢樣嘢冇可能。
Do you know why it's impossible?
點解冇可能？
Well, it's because people are going to fail. Isn't that right?
因為人係會一定會失敗嘅。
Everyone is going to fail at some point in life.
每一個喺生命裏邊某一個地方都會失敗。
We make big errors. We're not perfect.
我哋唔係完全，我哋唔係完美，我哋會做錯事。
See, if you're a friend of a friend or a parent, you, if you're a good friend, you counsel.You comfort, you counsel your friends. Parents, you counsel your children.
你如果你作為一個朋友，作為呢個家長，你會去盡量去輔助你嘅朋友，輔助你嘅子女。
And you know firsthand, as a friend or a parent, how hard it is to counsel people.
你會好清楚明白，對於要去輔助人、去輔導人嘅時候，其實好困難。
You know why? Because we're not perfect. Because either we put truth.Over tears, right? Scold them, right? Truth over tears, right?
我哋好难做到，因为一方面我哋可能将真理去放喺呢个眼泪之上，我哋一定会去一不断嘅用呢个真理去谴责。
You gotta have to pay. You gotta pay the penalty, right? You broke the rule. Pay.
佢话你破坏咗呢个律法，你破坏咗呢个规条，你一定要去付上呢个代价，你要付出。
Or you skew to the other way.You're all tears and no truth, and just let them slide.
又或者你去到另一个极端，就系只关心到呢个眼泪，并冇在乎呢个真理，你就让佢哋去就咁去流走。
You see the problem?
You need
both intertwined perfectly, a perfect balance, which we don't have.
我哋需要有两方面嘅当中嘅平衡，但系我哋并冇呢样嘢。
That's why you need Jesus.Who is the perfect king and the perfect priest?
所以我哋需要耶稣基督，佢系一个完美嘅王，亦都系完美嘅祭司。
You know, if we side on the tears side, we say you're flawed, right? I can't do anything about it. You're flawed. That's the way it goes.
如果我哋净系关乎到眼泪，可能我哋会对嗰个人讲话啊，你本身系有问题嘅，咁我冇咩可以做到，冇办法，你就系咁样噶啦。
Yeah, that's not no help for us, right?
但系对于我嚟讲，呢样嘢系冇帮助。
Or if you're siding on the truth side, you know, let's say a person robs a bank, you know, it's the truth of the matter is he has to go to jail if he's convicted. He or she has to go to jail, right?
又或者嗰个人去打劫咗呢个银行，呢个系一个事实，咁佢需要去坐监噶啦。
Otherwise, no bank will be safe to do business.
咁如果唔係咧，就冇一間銀行係安全。
The key is Hebrews 5:7. And Daniel, if you could, don't mind if you could shine it up so people can see it.
個關鍵喺希伯來書嘅第五章第七節。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard.
他说基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求耶和华救他免死的主就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Think about that.
去想下。
Wait a minute. When Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, didn't he pray, I don't want to die, Lord? Take the cup away from me. That's what he prayed, right?
你想回耶稣基督在这个客西马利园的时候他不是说他求神去拿走这个杯不要让他死吗
I don't want to take the cup of God's holy wrath. I don't want to drink it to the dregs. I don't.
他说我不想去喝这个杯这个神的完全公义这个圣洁愤怒的杯。
And he prays, sweat, blood sweat, right? He prays to the extreme.
他祷告到一个地步就是他流汗都好像血这样。
He's saying, deliver me.Deliver me from death.
他求神去拯救他，不要让他去面对这件事。
It says Jesus was heard. What's up?
但圣经说，耶稣基督的祷告蒙了应允，那是什么意思呢？
He went to the cross, didn't he?
他真的走上了十架。
He paid with his life there.
他用他的生命付上了这个代价。
So, commentators are scratching their heads. What's Hebrews 5:7 talking about?
咁我刚刚睇过希伯来书第五章第七节讲嘅究竟系乜嘢？
Because it seems to be saying he didn't go to the cross.
咁佢咁样讲，好似话耶稣基督并冇上呢个十架咁样。
But if you're a believer, you know the answer, right? Because he's delivered in a different way.
但系你知道神点样去拯救，点样去释放佢咧？系用另一个方法。
He has to go through death, but he will rise from the dead, resurrection from the dead.
耶稣基督需要去死，但系死咗之后佢复活。
The reason I point that out in closing is this: Jesus asked for something, just like we. You might be in the midst of turmoil right now, some personal darkness. You're asking God to deliver you, yet you don't see any hope in sight.
在我们结束的时候我想指出这件事是因为你和我都好像耶稣基督这样去求过因为我们在这个困难在这个无助的当中我们去求神但好像神并没有回应我们的祷告
Jesus Christ asked to be delivered from death and in a sense God gave him what he asked for but not in a way that he really could figure
耶稣基督求神去拯救他免至他要面对这个死亡但是神他怎样回应他呢并不是耶稣基督所想象的东西
I don't have time to describe wilderness but you know the wilderness first hand you're human beings
你知道在旷野是怎样
Maybe you're asking God for things right now pull you through it's not happening
可能你而家求神去带你去经过呢样嘢，但好似并冇发生。
He seems to be asleep, seems to be not caring.
你觉得神好似瞓紧觉，好似唔系好理你。
That's why you got to remember the Lord prayed in the wilderness for 40 days.
所以你要记得耶稣基督喺呢个旷野四十昼夜去祈祷。
And Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness.
耶稣基督被这个魔鬼去试探。
And not only that, Jesus was abandoned, right? As you look at the cross, he was abandoned there.
不单止是这样，他在十字架上面的时候被人去离弃。
So Jesus prayed a prayer and didn't get what he asked for.
所以耶稣基督去做这个祈祷的时候，并没有得到他所想要的东西。
He went through all the wilderness experience for you.
他为了你去经过了这个旷野的经历。
So that he could identify with your suffering.
以致他能够体恤到你的苦难。
See, Christianity is different from any other religion.
基督教和其他的宗教不同。
Christianity is not just a general religion in which you're asked to trust God.
基督教并不是就说、啊、你要相信神了。
It's not like other religions, you know, that say,、you don't have to understand, just trust.
并不像其他宗教叫你、哦、就这么信了，你不需要明白的。
Because what you're trusting is inscrutable or unexplainable, you just have to trust.
那些人跟你说、啊、你就这么相信了，因为你相信那样东西，你根本不可能可以明白的。
Christians are praying to one who has been through the wilderness.
基督徒是向那位已经曾经经历过旷野的经历的祈祷。
And Jesus, God the Son, went through it all for you.
神的儿子耶稣基督为你去经历了这么多的事。
And in the end of his suffering was redemption, right?
然后在苦难的最后就是救赎。
In the end, he wasn't heard, but he really was heard by God the Father.
他到了最尾，他真的被神真的听到他的祷告。
So that's why verse 7 is the key as far as applying this text, because you have to realize God is hearing you. He's hearing you now, even though it doesn't appear that He's hearing you.
所以第七节对你来说是很重要，因为你觉得神没听见，但是事实上神是听见。
And you have to realize God is using this and is going to use this suffering in a redemptive, restorative way.
神是会用这个苦难去做、实行一个救赎、一个修复的工作。
Daniel slide 6, the good news of the gospel is that it's not about you doing enough to get to God. It's not about that.
这个好消息，这个福音并不是说你做到做够做够好，以致你可以去到神那里。
The gospel is God having done enough to save you.
福音是神已经为你已经做到足够的事去拯救你。
The mark of religion is fear of not having done enough. That's fear. That I haven't done enough.
这个世界上的宗教就是说你未做得足够，以致你有一个恐惧当中。
But the mark of the gospel is assurance, not based on now on what I've done, but on what Christ has done.
而福音就是说不是说我做得多少，我已经做了多少，而是说是耶稣基督已经做了。
See, Christ is king and priest.
基督是这个王，是这个祭司。
That's why you can approach him without fear.
所以你可以去、不再惧怕的去到他的面前。
And you can approach him knowing that he is the sovereign God of the universe.
你去到他的面前，你知道他是一个宇宙的主宰。
But not only is he all powerful, all wise, he understands you.He sympathizes with you.
他不单只是全能全知的，他是认识你，他体恤你。
And that's quite different than other religions who say there's a distant God who's a judge. He's coming down from his throne to get you.
其他的宗教就会说神和你有一个距离，神是那个审判，他一定会来到去审判你。
It's totally contrast to the gospel which says Godunderstands you're crying out.
而这个福音就是说神去明白我们，明白我们的软弱。
And he understands, and so you can kind of make sense of the suffering now.
他明白你，以致现在你知理解到为什么你有这个苦难。
You know, we're going to go to the table in a moment, and people sometimes look at the cross as recorded in the Bible and wonder why.Why all the blood? You know, we're modern type people. Why all this blood?
我哋一阵间会一齐去分享呢个圣餐。有多人嚟到去睇呢个十诫嘅时候，啲人就会问：点解要流血？点解咁多嘅血咧？
Well, it's a simple answer. We're so bad. It takes the blood of the Son of God to appease God's holy wrath.
答案其实很简单，因为我们是坏到去极处，我们需要神的宝血才可以帮助我们跟神有一个重新的和平的关系。
Right, I don't know about you, I don't like the sight of blood. Blood grosses me out.
我不知道你怎样，但是 我其实不太喜欢见到血的，令到我觉得很反胃。
Sin grosses God out.
而这个罪就使到神是觉得反胃。
And that's why the cross is so horrific, so gruesome, so horrible.
所以呢个十架点解系咁恐怖、咁丑陋
？Because you never have to wonder if your sin can be forgiven.
因为你唔再需要去谂究竟你嘅罪有冇被去饶恕。
You don't have to wonder about that because the price Jesus pays is very high.
你不需要去懷疑，因為耶穌基督所付的代價是很大。
So high that the author of Hebrews says it's, he can save to the uttermost.
大到一個地步，這個希伯來書的作者說他可以去最終再去拯救所有。
And so my question to you today is this, because again, even though we didn't have time to look at verses 11 to 14 of Hebrews 5, it says some very probing questions. Is Jesus your high priest and priest king?
所以最後我要問你的問題就是耶穌基督對你來說是不是那個大祭司，是不是你的王呢？
Have you confessed your sins to him?
你有沒有向他去認你的罪呢？
Have you trusted in his person and in his work?
你有沒有相信他作為他的人是所做的工作呢？
Because if you have, he even today, now, is pleading your cause before the perfect God of the universe.
如果你有這樣做的時候，縱使是今天，耶穌基督在神的面前都為你祈求。
You are a priest forever, says the psalmist.
這個詩人說你已經在這個永遠的平安裡面。
And in those words are our full assurance of salvation for Christ.
在基督裡面我們有確據得到這個拯救。
He's taken your name, if you're a believer, into the heavens.
他如果你是相信他的時候，他已經將你的名是帶在天上面。
And if you believe and trust in his person and work, you will follow him to glory.
如果你是相信他的時候，你會跟隨他進到這個榮耀裡面。
But you got to hold on, persevere to the end.
但是你要去堅忍到最後。
Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the comfort of knowing the priest king.
天父，我們感謝你的話語，也感謝藉著認識這個祭司王所得到的平安。
We know from your word, Lord, that you take oaths seriously.
在這個話語裡面，我們知道你對於這個起誓是很重視。
That's why we can be assured and can persevere in trusting you.
所以就能夠有這個確據，能夠去堅忍 去相信你。
And so when the troubles come, and they will come,
當困難會來到的時候，
May we turn to places like Hebrews 5 and 7 and be assured that you're with us and that you'll never leave us nor forsake us.
我們就會記得希伯來書第五章第七章所講到的，我們能夠相信你，你不會去離棄我們。
That no matterHow heinous we are.
無論我們是多麼慘，
we can repent and believe in your good news.
我們能夠去悔改，能夠相信你的好消息。
That Jesus does save sinners like ourselves.
耶穌拯救我們這些罪人。
Seal that into our hearts today.
將這件事去印在我們的心裡面。
As we come to the table of our Lord.
讓我們來到你的聖桌的前面。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。